today's hit verdict and all time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic?
Yeah, today we're going to go into another part of, you know, the
second part. Let's hope it's the last part.
Yeah, let's hope it's the last part. Now, it depends on how, you know, it all goes down. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you guys are going to say, you know, put down on the table and everything. Yeah. But, yeah, depending on you guys, yeah, we'll see if there's going to be a part three. Because me, I'm not going to participate in the fight. Yeah, yeah. Because, hey, last week, I got shot. Like, hey. Me, I'm against Prince.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael Jackson fans are like, the gloves are off today.
The white gloves are off.
We gotta keep them clean. The fist might. It's just a fist that must get dirty, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave evidence there on the gloves. Today, it's gonna be a very interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
I got my two interesting hosts here, you know, co-hosts, so do you want to introduce yourself, for the fans out there that, you know, are new, that don't know you,
that's
mm-hmm.
a rhyme,
it's your boy Decker the Menace, the co-host of this show.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there's something missing.
We are cutting it off.
Okay, we're gonna forgive you for this time, don't expect.
No, not for this time. Forever. Let's just cut it, Nji.
Just cut it.
Cut it.
Okay.
Cut it. Cut it. Let's cut it.
Okay, we're cutting it for now.
Yeah.
Until further notice.
No, there's no further notice. And that's just like. Put a stamp on it, like official.
Okay, so it's verified.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. Okay. Let's move on to the next presenter.
What's up, people?
Mm-hmm. Who's this?
It's your boy. Some know him as Spikos.
I was waiting for the. Hey, Spikos, delicious. Hey.
Funny enough, today he came with another one.
Oh. Yeah, you see. Okay, so what's the other one?
Dalu the Bad Kid.
It's like you're thinking of these names on top of your head, from the dome.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Yeah. There's the new name. Yeah, that's the one that we're going with. Okay, so
yeah, today, you're the bad kid, the bandit.
Hey, the bad kid, the bandit.
Yeah.
Hey, Dalu, the what? The bandit.
Kid. Yeah, the bad kid.
Man. Okay, right. My brain doesn't know what to say to that one. Hey. This is our new.
Keep it moving.
I see the names are moving. Hey, they're moving. Hey, getting new owners. We're basically gonna be diving into the whole Michael Jackson, you know, versus Prince, who's the greatest, part two. So yeah, we're gonna let the Michael Jackson fan and the Prince fan take it down. Put their points, and then we'll see who's the greatest. Yeah, depending on how they defend their, their person. Mm-hmm. Already already Decker the Menace. His comments are like, this show is gonna be interesting.
Nah, come on.
Wherever you are, hello to you, you know, in that time zone, but right here on What's the Topic, you know how we do it. Before we dive into the whole topic, and dissect it and become conspiracy theorists, we give you the awesome track. Here's a track by Jay Monty, Cold City on Fire.
They were clapping for me when I walked down that aisle. I heard those screams and all them shouts, them old ladies was proud. But did they know that just a month ago I got knocked down? Body found, laying on the ground, not making a song. Could they see all of the women I had slept with?
Could they see the veins popping in the hands that I strangled his neck with? Could they see the tormented mindset that I was left with when I accepted my death wish and wore it like my favorite necklace? Except for the little bit of expressions of innocence I would wrestle and fidget with. I was reckless and ignorant, arrested for interest. Someone's residence with their kids, I would check an extensive list, but I never could finish it. Plus depression was kicking in. Jesus was speaking to me. This God that I thought was dead was obviously reaching to me. My partners were shocked and they all start rocking with me, cause truly I stopped with the nonsense. I was evolving and seeing newly. They all thought the Monty lost it. I promise he's seeing through me. Mothers and fathers, bishops and pastors and Deacon Trudy, they watched me and saw my father and thought that they freaking knew me. Probably thought I resolved it just now when the preacher moved me. But I'm not gonna sit in church and impress you with my attire. I'ma walk up them double doors and my God has set the city on. Set the city on. Set the city on. I set the city on fire. I'm not gonna sit in church and impress you with my attire. I'ma walk up some double doors with my God and set the city on. Set the city on. Set the city on. I set the city on fire. With all the stuff that I done been through, I can't sit through another church service with a pastor in a slick suit telling me how I'm gonna get through. Cause I'm dangerous, and I'm angry at Satan for making us think to be same. It's to stay in the same place until we get placed in the grave. You were hopeless and ashamed. Why you go and get saved and exposed to his name if you wasn't gonna share it with someone selling dope in the game? What about that 17-year-old on the train who wants to blow out his brains? But if you go over and say that Jehovah can save, then his mindset would totally change. In the spiritual realm, I'm armed and equipped with an arsenal kit and an army to split in your market defense. But in the real world, I drive a car with a dent. And if minimum wage means I'm wealthy, well, then I'm partially rich. So grab your torches and battle horses with matching forces. With vast endorsements and bashing borders from Atlanta, Georgia to California, lastly to Florida, attacking the order that's masking our people, bashing your source with no remorse for what happens to evil. Cause now as we speak, it's on a prayer for the weak. How can you sleep when they growling their teeth and pounding the sheep? I know the preacher love when I'm co-signing loud from my seat, but that ain't the only reason that Jesus allowed me to see. I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna sit in church and impress you with my attire. I'ma walk up some double doors and my God has set the city on. Set the city on. Set the city on. I'm not gonna sit in church and impress you with my attire. I'ma walk up some double doors with my God and set the city on. Set the city on. Set the city on. I'm not gonna sit in church and impress you with my attire. I'ma walk up some double doors with my God and set the city on. Set the city on. Set the city on.
Active FM radio has never been better. Active FM radio has never been better.
Yeah, if you didn't
big
enjoy
up, big
that,
up, big up.
If you didn't enjoy that, there is the man with the many names. Yeah, is
yeah,
the one that's a reggae fan,
anyone
right?
Anyone listening, just know that
yeah.
The eagle is the flying eagle. High right now.
That's a sign to show you that it was him. Okay, so these are the last 2 points, eh?
Okay. Let's hear them,
So, this point here says that Michael Jackson is better than Prince. And reason being is because Jackson does reign with the top-selling album. Thriller, which is 32 million copies that were sold in America.
Mm-hmm.
And then ranked 7th among the artists of all time sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see someone smiling. He's like, let's go. And then it sold 79 million record copies. So in terms of all time sales.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Prince is far down the list with 20.5 million record sales. So that's what the article says.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. I agree. Whoever wrote that point, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. And then this is the last point. Says this is the reason why Michael Jackson is better than Prince.
Aha.
Because he won 8 Grammys in one night. Which goes back to what
how
I said.
How many Grammys does Jay-Z have?
No, leave Jay-Z out of this.
No, I just want to make a point, because he's considered the best rapper, right? The greatest to ever do it.
Mm.
How many Grammys does he have? And how many does, I don't know, a Drake have? Because I don't rate Drake, by the way. So, if you can compare the two, and the funny thing is, Jay-Z is still making music, even now.
Mm.
And Drake is making music, but people will say, but Drake has more Grammys than Jay-Z. But the best guy, the guy who does it best, is Jay-Z. Does that take?
I wouldn't.
Do the truth take away from what
he's done? I know. Right now, we're talking about like Prince versus Michael Jackson. But what I wanna say is, I don't hate Drake. I don't hate Drake. I'm not a fan of Drake, but the thing is, I wouldn't consider like Drake as a rapper.
Then we're done.
Thank you.
Yeah, then we're done. Yeah.
Okay.
So I was going back to the point, which if Prince had won just as much as Michael Jackson has won at the Grammys.
Mm.
Would that make him? Would that put him at the same level as the guy, or not? Because I mean, come on, man. Awards.
Look,
we can't base it on awards, guys.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, no. Hence why we looked at the.
We're not basing it on the awards. We're basing it on the sales.
Yeah, we also looked at the sales.
That's why I'm also looking at the sales.
Outshine Prince right there. And another interesting point, you know, on the whole sales part. the other point that was raised there was that Michael Jackson still got more sales after he died.
Yeah.
Even though Prince was alive, his records were still selling.
And another thing people should remember is that Michael Jackson was more of like a global act. He was his music, like, if it was played all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Prince made music. You know, it's like when you listen to. I'm gonna make another example with hip hop. There's artists that you listen to. You like these guys. They make this music because they love the craft. You
they
know,
love the craft.
Yeah, they love the craft. So they just focused on making the music, and then you get a Michael Jackson, who's a person that, from what what I believe was that, he's like a Drake. He makes music to sell.
Yeah.
He makes music for everybody else. Whether you don't like, you hear a song, you're like, oh, this is a catchy song. Beat It, for example.
Okay.
You see. Yeah, so that's my take on it. Like, I'm gonna say that the guy made music for everybody else, whether you like the genre or not. It was easy to like vibe on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can making for like making music for awards.
Yeah.
For me, it's
suspicious.
Suspicious.
I think we need to check where this award system come from.
Yeah, because now like it's like what we were talking about before the show started. Mm. Like you know when you're like in the music. Like some people are doing it like in rapping. They're in rapping just to see like who's better than who.
On the feature.
Like when you're like on the feature and like people are looking at
who's gonna beat who.
For me it's not about that. Like for me when I'm on a track with someone, I mean that like track, like, or maybe we're making it, an album, studio album together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean that for like making music.
Yeah.
You know, for the love of it, for the love of music.
Yeah.
And what can we both bring, like, together in that?
Yeah, and what do you make, you know, after composing?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Because now when people are like, they listen to, like, who killed who, who was better than who.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone is better than me, fans, like, say that, nah, this guy like beat you in the track and whatever. My response would be like, I don't care, as long as I made
the
type of music with this guy and people like enjoyed
appreciated
it. Like they rated it as like good. Like, it was great, yeah. It was like, for me, I would like, it wouldn't matter who killed who. As long as you made music because you love it. You know, you enjoy the type of music that you listen to, the type of music that you make.
The menace is preaching right now.
Nah, like, I'm not preaching. Like, that's what I am. It's like, you know, like there was supposed to be a feature between, like, J. Cole and Kendrick.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was the first thing people would ask me, like, who would kill who? It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Look at the two of them. I'd be like,
true,
those two like are great hip hop artists.
Shouldn't
be comparing. Like now, like if Michael Jackson and Prince like made a duet together, take away the feud between them. Take away like whatever they were the controversy, whatever the whatever they felt
between them.
Like. Yeah, I mean, it would be fire. Because if
it kind of robs the fans from enjoying, you know, like, from getting pure music.
Yeah.
Everyone's waiting to compare and all that.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, there's always that thing. I mean, you see it everywhere, whether it's music, you know, whether it's soccer, your Cristiano, Messi. There's always that thing.
There's always
that
thing
to compare and all those stuff. And even now, back then it was there. It still exists.
Guess
it's always there. Yeah.
Michael Jackson would say it's human nature.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, you know how beefs go, right?
Yeah.
So now my question is, if like they were both still alive, like now in like 2022,
okay,
you know how beefs goes, like it vies and like you know they forget squashed. And all that they squash it. Do you think like if they were both alive? Finally, they would like make something together.
I don't think they will, because I feel like even the beef man got squashed a long time ago. I just think they just and also the way the musical space was like drifting, you know, like the direction it was drifting towards. Those guys weren't making music, you know. Like when Michael Jackson died, he had songs with Akon. He had a song with Justin Timberlake, you know. But, well, people were just taking songs from. But
the way the music
was going, and I don't recall hearing a song from Prince around the 2008. I don't think was making music at the time.
So
I don't think I feel like they were just gonna let it be. Like people were just gonna decide on.
We like this.
If we don't, we just let it fly.
Well, if for me, I'd feel like it would be like a dream.
Look.
Like for so from people back in the day, were like, it would be a dream.
Yeah.
If like the two of them were still alive this time of age.
And another, look, probably if they were broke. You know what broke artists do? They just cover like, yo, let's squash the beef, let's make a song and get sales. Yeah.
At the time where I saw an article saying, what was an artist that blew, you know, did the most, and then they actually became broke. Like, cash, everything gone, and then they were like, they found them driving, you know, your Ubers.
Oh, I know the guy.
I was shocked. I was like, interesting stuff right there. Yeah. Like, yo,
Jaheim. You better put that woman first.
Seriously.
Yeah,
you get situations like that. But now, so this is my question. Like, you know, final moments of the show. Yeah, we want to hear from the man since he was preaching, you know, just a while ago.
Hallelujah.
And and the man with the many names. Yeah, I still got the Spikos, the Delicious. Yeah, in my head there, but I will stick to the man with the many names, because coming with other names, we don't know what next week it's gonna be. So my last words, you know, it's a question. So to the both of you, you know, when you look at music and everything, what is the purpose of music?
Nah, man.
Okay, from your point of view, what do you think the purpose of music is?
I think it's like a two-way street, or there's two parts of it, rather, if you put it that way.
For me, it's like, which music do I listen to first and then?
Let me put it to you this
way. Okay.
Say it's a two-way street. I mean, it's a two-part type of sound, because the one part from the artist's point of view, you do it for yourself to deliver a message, or it's a way of communication.
Telling a story.
Yeah, telling a story.
Yeah.
Whether you're telling it to people or you're doing it for the, it's like, you know how therapists will say sometimes you just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how you feel, you know. So I feel like sometimes it's their way of sharing or getting things off the chest.
Yeah.
Because most of the times there's artists that you find, they say they made a song and it touched people like this and such, and they like, after they made the song, they never listened to it ever.
Yeah.
And then the second part of that will be, it's a healing component for the listener.
Yeah.
Because remember how you listen to music, like when you listen to a happy song, it makes you feel that way.
Yeah.
And then when you listen to a sad song, you also resonate with what they say.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I feel like that's what it is, man.
It's like for me, like I hip hop too. Listen, I listen to hip hop mostly. Like I'm like a real hip hop fan, and I'm specific to the type of like hip hop artists I listen to. So what I do, like, I don't listen for the vibe or for
catchy.
The beat or no for just for the catchy beat. I listen to the message, if there is a message. I listen to what you're saying. I listen to every word. I even like rewind, like dissect the word. On a certain track, I just rewind on some. If I didn't hear something right, I just rewind and then I play it again. And then next time, if I understand everything, if I get what you're saying, when I listen to your track, then I can listen to, like, enjoy your music. That's my take on it.
Okay.
Now the question's on you.
So just in closing, in terms of music wise, the purpose of, I mean, music speaks to our soul, because they when you look at music and how it originated, it was designed that way. Okay. And when you look at music itself, as a whole, you know, removing obviously the different sides and, you know, the different perspective and all the stuff, it was meant to glorify and worship, you know, praise. That's literally the what the purpose of music was there for. It was there to give, you know, God the praise and all the stuff. And you go into, if you go into scripture, you actually do see it. I mean, one of them being Psalms chapter 177:7, there in your Psalms, you actually see where God actually gives an instruction to say that you should give, you know, the Lord all the praise, you know, with your harps, you know, with drums, all those different things, instruments, and you should do it joyfully and all the stuff. That's why it speaks to the soul, and, you know, you're able to listen to a happy song and then you come out of there happy and everything. So the purpose of music is there to actually give glory and praise. Okay. Hence why when you go into the different sides that are involved, that's where you start seeing some other messed up stuff. Hence why we got your different situations, like, you know, Prince and Michael Jackson, where people are comparing, you know, seeing the chaos and all the stuff. It's because of what the purpose, you know, of music gets distorted. When something gets distorted, you know, you get chaos, you get all of the stuff. It's not the same vision.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Like just what you explained.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of stops, for lack of a better word, what stops gospel from being the highest selling musical genre or something like that?
When you look at the word, the music industry itself, the media and everything, the person who controls all of those stuff is Lucifer.
But God is stronger than Lucifer, so.
Yeah, he's stronger than Lucifer.
Yeah.
But now when you go into scripture, there's stuff that need to happen in order for scriptures to be fulfilled.
Oh, and
so you when you go in there, you see the stuff that need to happen, and in order for those things to happen, obviously Lucifer's the one that has the authority over this. When you look at the earth itself, you go into the book of First John, you know, your First John, Second John, Third John, one of those books.
Not Lil Wayne.
Probably.
Take a thing about Lil Wayne.
Nah, the reason why I'm quiet.
When you look at
I don't read Bibles and all that. I'm just.
Yeah, when you go in there, it does say that the world, so being Earth itself, is owned by Lucifer and is the one that is in control of what's happening here. And the only time when he's not going to be in control is when what's in Revelation happens. That's when the authority now will shift from, you know, Lucifer, then go to its rightful people, who are, which is us, you know, the saints. That's literally what's happening. Hence why you look at what's happening now, it's messed up. There's a lot of things that are messed up because of the person who's in control of all of those things that, yeah, they involve. That's why your messages and songs, they do have meaning.
Yeah.
The reason why they have meaning is because I feel
asking you questions, but I know once I ask him, we're not gonna be done.
Yeah, okay. Just for time.
It would be pointless to like put
in
it
fact,
like on
for
next
week. We're gonna dive into the purpose of music, and then we'll throw all the questions. For the sake of time, let us close. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good evening, good evening. It's good afternoon, good afternoon. And if it's good night, night, and sleep. Yeah, yeah. You've listened to What's the Topic. This is us signing out with the last track by Jay Monty. And the title of the track is I'm the Best Rapper. Enjoy.
Wow. Jay Monty, I'm the best rapper alive. I'm the best rapper alive, best rapper alive. I'm the best rapper alive.
You probably clicked on this song to hear me rap about me. See if I had a big enough head to do a track about me. My hat's backwards with a backpack and some other facts about me. Worst part is it would have been your favorite track of the week. You wanna be the best Christian rapper with a fascinating feeling. I bet you wanna stack and make the millions. Concerned about the title when overseas they can't escape the villains who grab and rape civilians and decapitate their children.
Yeah, you gotta calm down. I'm relaxing and I'm chilling, but you can't put a cap on what I'm feeling. I'm just saying, bro, what if that was your daughter or your nephew or niece? And ISIS left them deceased, now they rest in the peace. So don't hand me your grammar, your boy. Hand me your sword so I can do damage to four demons while I stand with the Lord. I'm slicing Satan while he's bleeding on my laminate floor. I manage to roar and start randomly slamming my door. There's not a single rapper I'm dissing. Let me make a more clear for those who lack in the vision. If your heart is turning black when you listen, and in your back is some tension, you probably want to get back to the mission. And if you're gonna take shots, just know your pow-pow's painless. Wow, how dangerous. I ain't scared of you SoundCloud gangsters. Cause it would suck to spend your whole life trying to sound about famous and get to the judgment in front of Christ and have to bow down nameless.
If your dream is to get people to crowd around stages, sounds loud, bass hits, and your loud mouth brainless. Fans start to lift up their hands and shout out names that fill you up and leave them leaking like a cloud while raining.
Just know this.
Satan was a prideful angelic musician. So don't let your pride hide, but I'm telling you, listen. He fell from heaven cause of pride and rebellious intentions. The angels follow him through the sky when he fell through dimensions. See how that goes one day you're rapping to exert what's holy. The next is like you're texting God because your words are phony. If you're searching for me, I don't serve baloney. All my verses bony, I don't worship rap, this music working for me. People dying and we rolling the dice. Trying to hold on to fame is like holding some ice. I don't even want to rap, only reason I'm holding this mic's to expose you to light and bring every broken soul to the Christ. If it ain't about Jesus, it's a boring occasion. If you're having trouble hearing what the Lord here is saying, he's saying grace is what's keeping his wrath from absorbing this nation. And the best rapper alive is the one that's dead to his own glorification, amen.